Free Chauncey Billups. Free Chauncey Billups. Free Terry Rozier. Not sure the specifics with the situation with, you know, for those that don't know or probably just finding out, just like I did a few moments ago, the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, Chauncey Billups, legendary, I believe, two-time NBA champion with the Detroit Pistons, was arrested for allegedly illegal poker gambling with the mafia. Not sure if that's the Detroit mob, New York mob. I believe the FBI arrested him today, this morning or last night. And I think the Brooklyn federal district attorney is involved. Not sure, you know, what took place or the specifics, but I believe the FBI is going to hold a press conference today. Also arrested was Terry Rozier, Miami Heat player. There's some type of illegal or improper gambling stuff going on with him allegedly as well. I don't believe the two are related, but as we all know, most of us, you know, who watch the NBA or follow sports know that there's been an uptick of like recent investigations. For those that remember, recently Malik Beasley from the Detroit Pistons is also in a situation jammed up with that as well. And, you know, when you start to look at all of this, right, we know that gambling is only good when the government or the state gets their cut, right? It's all about taxing. It's all about money. For years and years, right, a lot of sports wanted to stay away from gambling. Now we have all these DraftKings, ESPN, all this fantasy and all this draft and sports gambling legalized in most states throughout the United States of America. Why is it legalized now? Because it's a big, big, big money grab for the state. You know, most of the states are all on board with it now. I don't think California is with it yet, but I'm sure they'll be with it soon. You know, but, you know, I don't know the specifics of what these brothers are doing. Hopefully, you know, it's just allegations that they're able to beat, because especially in the case of Chauncey Billups, right? He's a head coach, very well respected, an NBA Hall of Fame inductee, I believe in 2024. So, you know, that's a pretty good image, pretty good look for his career to be an NBA Hall of Famer, right? Head coach, you know, a very respected player, no nonsense respected player. I enjoyed watching Chauncey Billups. So to see the brother now jammed up with this charge is a little crazy, man. Not sure the details on Terry Rozier. I don't even know what the update is with Malik Beasley, because they got that brother in limbo. Teams, the Detroit Pistons never re-signed him, right? He was a free agent that made good noise, especially during my, you know, when he was playing my Knicks last NBA, you know, that was an interesting series. And Malik Beasley got busy during that particular, you know, playoff run. You know, if the Knicks weren't the Knicks, the Pistons probably would have, you know, advance to the next round. And, you know, hey, I wish all those NBA players the best. What I can say, right, is when you got this blessing, this talent, right, that so many people wish they had, right, because so many people grow up in poor different communities, not even in this urban community or the cities. It's around the world. People are using their sports talent to take them out of bad situations. And, you know, a lot of these brothers that are in the NBA are very blessed and gifted to probably never have to work a regular job, financial security for themselves, their families, and probably their next generation, because a lot of these dudes are paid very, very well. So you gotta decide in life, right, what way you're going to walk. You're going to walk in the middle of the road and try to be on both sides. Usually you get hit by a car when you play like that. You know what I'm saying? Usually you're in harm's way. You're in the danger zone doing like that. So when you have a path or a lane to move positively, it's best to just continue on with the gifts, with the positivity, and walk that straight path, because what's ultimately going to happen is eventually you will get jammed up. You know, I see that with brothers in the community, when they're striving to do better and do good, but they still got one foot in the streets, usually that's when they get jammed up, when they're trying to make their way out, transition into a full positive role and leave like the street stuff alone. You know, so brothers, they got the great lawyers and all of that, so I'm sure they're going to be fine. But what we know is that there will be a press conference about Chauncey Billups from the FBI. Maybe we'll give you an update on Spears and Mikes and talk about that. You know, I hope them brothers could get back on track with their full-time NBA jobs, you know. But again, for those that don't know, if you're just tuning in for the first time, this is Spears and Mikes. We talk about hip-hop culture. We drop some knowledge. And we also talk about the streets from time to time. So, you know, I think this applies to, you know, what we discuss. We're all sports watchers as far as, you know, the host. So, you know, this definitely caught my interest. And I'm sure many of you all are interested in this as well. We'll probably do an update at a later time. All right. Peace and love. Salute.